It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
This is Lighthouse Faith Podcast, moving forward in truth and love. I'm Lauren Green, Chief Religion Correspondent for Fox News Channel and author of the book Lighthouse Faith. For more than a century, the Boy Scouts of America stood as a stalwart sign of what was good in this country, of faith, freedom, hard work, character building. The Boy Scout motto, to serve God and country, was like a safety net, ensuring that the values of patriotism and a godly foundation would be passed on from generation to generation. But then the dark days, when it was revealed that for decades there were thousands of boys who allegedly had been sexually abused. Just recently, the Boy Scouts of America reached an $850 million settlement agreement with attorneys representing tens of thousands of those, now men, who sued the BSA over alleged child sex abuse. And the BSA has had to sell off property to help pay that settlement. There's a story out of Chicago, the settlement, they sold off one of their campgrounds. And so more settlements could be coming. This could range over $1 billion that the BSA is paying out. And over the last few years, the Boy Scouts have seen numbers dwindling from 1.97 million in 2019 to 1.12 million in 2020. And that's like a 43% drop. And some court records actually show it's dipped further to about 762,000. And the Boy Scouts answer to this, and I'm going to read that later, but there are many reasons this is happening. One is the pandemic, could be. But others say the reason is because the Boy Scouts really abandoned their focus on boys. They started admitting girls. And even though girls have the Girl Scouts, so the Boy Scouts were even calling themselves scouting, and the Girl Scouts didn't like that. Well, there are other reasons we'll get to later, but the main point is the BSA's faults have opened the door to another organization that has begun to grow exponentially, and it's called Trail Life USA. And it's seen its membership increase like some 70% in the same period that the Boy Scouts have shrunk. The CEO of Trail Life USA is Mark Hancock, and he joins me now. He's also the author of the book, Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? Mark, thank you very much for joining us.
Lauren, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I want to get clear. What is the difference between the Boy Scouts USA now and Trail Life USA?
Well, at first glance, you may say that there's a lot of similarities. I mean, we have uniforms and handbooks and a robust awards program, and we're organized in troops and patrols, and we use the outdoors. But there's two critical differences between Trail Life and U.S. and Boy Scouts that if they matter to you, you can't think of one as an alternative to the other because they're distinctives that can't be ignored. And one is that we are Christ-centered. We're an unapologetically Christian organization. Mm-hmm. And number two, we're boy-focused. We think that boys and girls are different. I realize that's a radical thing to say today. But we actually acknowledge that what most parents and any teachers and other adults that are paying attention know is that boys and girls are different. And boys need a program that's aimed at their specific strengths and abilities as much as girls need programs that are aimed at theirs. So those two differences, the Christ-centered and the boy-focused, are big enough differences that we don't consider ourselves to be an alternative to Boy Scouts because, of course, they don't offer those things. We're a completely different space in doing those two things.
But you created it in response to the Boy Scouts' faults, really. Why did you create why was Trail Life USA created in the first place?
Well, it was created really to help carry on an amazing legacy. You know, the Boy Scouts had over 100 years of giving us presidents and leaders and senators and generals and community leaders. And back in 2013, they began to sort of drift from some of those traditional values. And a number of people across the United States, about 300 volunteers, organized on places, platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook, and began talking about the concept, what something could look like going forward that would carry on those great things of Boy Scouts. So a lot of Boy Scouts leaders and members that come to us say, you know, we didn't leave the Boy Scouts left us. So basically, we carried forward that same tradition, the Christian values, the focus on boys. Those 300 volunteers got together and came under one name, under Trail Off USA, and we launched on January 1st, 2014 to carry on that great legacy.
I want to read the Boy Scouts statement when I reached out to them saying they was going to interview you and that you had said that they had lost their laser focus on boys. And I want to read you this statement from the Boy Scouts of America. They said, "The Boy Scouts of America remains as dedicated as ever to delivering our nation's foremost program of character development and values-based leadership training in communities across the country. Studies prove, and parents agree, that scouting helps young people become more kind, helpful, and prepared for life. Our mission remains the same after more than 100 years of positive impact, and we are pleased that the BSA's lifelong benefits are now available to even more youth and families." I want you to respond to that particularly. What do you think of that statement?
Well, I think it confirms what it is that we're saying. I mean, the word boy is nowhere in that statement. And right. So that the thing that they had been really good at for years, which is making men from the stuff of boys, they believe that you can take that same stuff and apply it to boys and girls. And we just don't think that that's true. I mean, there's certainly benefits that anyone, no matter what sex you are, can get out of a program that focuses on growing in the outdoors and learning new things. But the fact that they're ignoring boys, even in that statement, just really makes our point. Boys and girls are different. They need a specific focus. Boys need a male-centric environment in order to develop into winning and focused men. And that environment, that whole dynamic changes when you have girls and boys together. I mean, everybody knows that. This isn't something we're pretending or making up. It changes things. And it changed things dramatically for the Boy Scouts. And even though the PR may be saying that they're suffering because of the pandemic or because people aren't interested in the outdoors, that's why we kind of took that on, because that just isn't true. Trail Off USA, with our Christ-centered, boy-focused endeavor, is exploding during these times. And we're living in the same pandemic. We're living right. in the same culture, but parents are looking for a place for their boys to go to grow into godly men are coming to Trail Off.
Is this part of the sort of condemnation of masculinity? There's sort of, they use the phrase toxic masculinity out there to apply it to things that are just sort of that boys are. I mean, is this part of that?
Yeah, well, this is what we know. And you can't ignore the science. Is that boys are now twice as likely to be in special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. Lauren, boys have fallen behind girls in every single academic category, every category. There are now more girls graduating from with bachelor's degrees, with master's degrees, than doctoral degrees, than boys. The whole thing has flipped over this last generation. And I believe that a piece of that is the way that we have discounted masculinity and labeled as being toxic. When you really look at the things of godly masculinity and traditional masculinity, brings a society the types of strengths that it needs in order to grow and do conquest. Part of that is risk and competition. That's part of masculinity. There's nothing toxic about that. We need risk and competition in order to grow. And so we believe that. And so we're behind boys because we understand that they're different, that they need a unique environment that's designed for them. One of the books that's available for free for download at our website right now is called Let Boys Be Boys. And we talk about some of the psychological differences and the physical differences. And we talk about what the types of environments that boys need, which you don't find in our society today. You don't find it in schools. You don't find it even in our churches. It's very difficult to find environments where boys can be boys, where they can be allowed to be their adventurous selves, but given the boundaries that they really appreciate, firm, fair, and consistent boundaries, so that they can push those boundaries a little bit, so they can test those things. And that's where great advancement comes from, is when good and godly men push against boundaries and say, yes, I think we can do better.
Well, where did we get this? How did we get to this point where things that are sort of natural to boys have become this sort of negative attribute? How did we get this way?
Well, you know, there's been some amazing advancements in our culture that have kind of set us up for this. And the things that men used to be depended on aren't so much in our culture anymore. And so that kind of purposeless place that they live in, you know, we've just really discounted that their need, whether it's going out and being the breadwinner. Well, no, that's not so much celebrated in our culture anymore, or going out and battling for things or hunting for things and those sorts of things that brought value and purpose and focus to men. We now live in a society that doesn't value those things. So because men are built with a desire to have a purpose and to serve and to defend and protect, we have so many other systems that have taken their place in society that they really leave themselves purposeless. And one of the sad things that we do to boys, you know, the risk and competition that helps boys to grow, that challenges them, that makes them better. You know, we removed tag from the playground. We're removing recess from schools because this competitive kind of thing. And we've gone towards this kind of, you know, everybody gets a trophy kind of thing. Well, boys don't get that. That doesn't square up with boys. So we drive them to places like a virtual world where, you know, they're playing video games and they're getting awards and they're getting levels and they're winning and they're getting points and know exactly where it is that they stand. We don't have that counterpart in our culture, but those types of things are drawing our boys in droves because it does give them that place to compete, to get feedback, to be better, to lose, and then try harder and get better. We don't let them lose. You know, we talk about how we could be raising a generation of unproductive narcissists. You know, they're unproductive because we don't require anything of them, and they're narcissists because we don't let them fail. And so in Trail Life, we provide these opportunities for challenge and for growth. If they earn an award, it's because they earned the award. If they don't do the thing, they don't get the award. And boys like that environment. They want to be measured up to another boy. They want to have that challenge set before them. They want to go after that thing. And they're narcissists because we don't let them fail. We have to put challenges in front of boys that they get to try and fail. And this whole failure to launch that we're seeing in our society is because boys haven't learned how to fail and then recover. So the first time they get out of the house and out somewhere and it doesn't go the way they thought it was supposed to go, they give up because they haven't learned that they can recover from failure.
Yeah, I think that's I think it's a problem with the girls though too. I mean, we're raising a generation or several generations of young people who don't know what it means to fail and then to keep going and to accomplish something. This award system, you know, I didn't know that somebody could actually get a cap and gown for graduating from kindergarten. That just tells, it's ridiculous to me. It's like, I'm sorry, what did you do? You played in the sand castles and, you know, you learned your ABCs. I'm sorry. But it brings up the issue of girls and is it that if have we understood how much do you think sort of the sexual revolution created this environment where boys are no longer, they just kind of are trying to find their place in society and the sexual revolution where women becomes, and feminism, the women have now, you know, are the breadwinners. Almost an equal playing field because of birth control and abortion, even that have sort of leveled the playing field with men and women. How much do you think that has to do with the problem with the Boy Scouts and your, you know, trying and the Trail USA growth?
Well, you know, what's remarkable is girls really needed that help. You know, it was a generation ago, girls were behind in science and technology and math and those sorts of subjects. And so we stepped in to provide that way for them. But the pendulum has swung so far that we weren't paying attention. At that same time, boys were lagging in language and social skills. Well, we didn't create programs to help boys with their language and social skills. We just created programs to help girls with their science and technology. And now, they're leading in that area. But that emphasis has continued. I mean, Lauren, girls are amazing. Women are amazing. We really need each other for the strengths that we have as two separately designed genders. We need each other. But what has happened in the message in our culture, boys aren't hearing the positive message that girls are. I mean, it's popular and it's okay and it's encouraged to say, you young lady can be who you want to be. You can do what you want to be. You go for it. You know, you're strong. We're not hearing that message aimed at boys. Well, what the boys are hearing is you're toxic. There's something wrong with you. We painted with a broad brush every male as if they're dangerous. And it's like boyhood is some kind of social disease that needs to be eradicated, you know, and because we're not hearing those positive messages. I was down at Kennedy Space Center not too long ago in this beautiful room with this beautiful video across the whole wall, one of those huge video things. And there was an astronaut, a female astronaut, talking to a group of kids, and you can see all their heads from the back. And she's just telling them, you know, you can go to the stars, you work hard, do this, all this wonderful message. I'm cheering her on. I said, this is wonderful. Kids need to hear this message. And the camera came around behind her and looked out at the crowd, and it was all girls in that crowd. Wow. And I'm thinking, geez, you know, what are we saying to my son who could be standing there next to me, or the boys in the audience who are standing there, like that they're cheering on, yes, I could do anything. And that comes around and says, I don't see my face in that crowd. You know, and so it's politically correct to give that kind of message to girls, but it's not politically correct to give it to boys because we're somehow afraid of them. And that's why they're being hurt in this culture. And that's why organizations like Boy Scouts are abandoning them at the worst possible time to say to boys, there's nothing special about you. It's one size fits all uniform. And it just is not true. There is something special about boys. We need to remind ourselves that they need those environments where they can be encouraged to grow into good and godly men.
Wow. Let's take a break right now on Lighthouse Faith Podcast. We'll be right back with Mark Hancock of Trill Life USA.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Okay, we're back at Lighthouse Faith Podcast talking with Mark Hancock. He's the CEO of Trail Life USA, and an organization that's really grown to fill a vacuum vacated by, you know, the Boy Scouts of America. Boy Scouts of America is really kind of going down a different philosophical and political path, and not God-centered and not sort of boy-centered. Mark, one of the things I thought about that statement, and one of the things, you know, you couldn't ask a follow-up question because when you brought that up, was that there was no mention of boys. But there's also something in there that strikes me too, is that there's no higher purpose mentioned. And it's all about building character, communities, leadership, you know, very wonderful qualities. But unless you have a higher purpose, unless you have under the authority of a higher purpose, like God, it's all about you. And I think your statement about raising a generation of narcissists is, you can say character all you want, but unless you're willing to make the hard choices of knowing how to build character, you're not going to do it. How does Trail Life USA operate? And take me through some of the things that some of the groups do.
Sure. As you'd expect, we're an adventure organization. We focus on character, leadership, and adventure. I do want to get back to the word character, but they're going in the outdoors, hiking, camping, whitewater rafting. We've got a group that just returned from Alaska. A group of boys from Kansas went to Alaska for a couple of weeks. We have a 50-mile canoeing trip I saw on our Facebook page that boys just completed. They're taking on things that are bigger than themselves, challenging themselves physically, socially, mentally, spiritually, to become better men. And they're doing it in a faith-filled environment. We really focus on, we develop leadership by putting boys in patrols. And so at the middle grade and higher levels, those boys are in charge. We call it the patrol method. They're leading the patrol. They're making the change. They're making the decisions about where it is they're going to camp that night, what gear they need before they take on an adventure. So we're growing leadership in that way. The character is the charged word, and this is where it becomes interesting. How do you develop a character and a young person. The implication is that there's good character and bad character. Well, what's the foundation for good and bad in an organization that doesn't use the Bible as its foundation? So in Trail FUSA, the Word of God is our foundation. So we can say things like good and bad because we have a foundation for that. And so you base your character on good biblical principles. And so we believe that we can build character because we have a foundation. We have an absolute truth. Without that absolute truth, how do you build character? It drifts with the culture. What's good today may not be good tomorrow because there are no standards. There is no absolute truth. So I don't know how you develop character without having an absolute truth. And so in Trail of USA, that's integrated throughout our whole program. We call it, Lauren, we talk about it like a carrot and the carrot cake. You know, when you eat a piece of a carrot cake, you get carrot in every bite, but you don't get these big old chunks. So when boys are coming across Christ in our program or the Christian principles of the program, it's throughout the entire program, but it's not Sunday school in the woods. It's not this big chunk of carrot that they're getting. It's integrated through the whole thing because that's the life that we're calling them to. It's a life where Christ is integrated in everything that it is that they do. So they're in the outdoors and they recognize the wonder of creation and that there was a creator that put that all together. Are they fishing somewhere and they talk about the provision of God and how God takes care of us or how God has a beautiful creation that's interdependent. Without being able to give those lessons, I don't believe that you can develop character in young people. That just seem like random events or random things that are happening, and there's no foundation for real character growth there.
You know, and I hate to bring up one of the negative things that happened to the Boy Scouts of America, but they were blindsided, I think, by these sexual abuse charges. And it happened, like many of the things in the Catholic Church, it happened in the 60s and 70s and 80s when none of us were thinking about sex abuse. No one of us were thinking that someone in authority, someone in a trusted position of authority, like a priest, like a troop leader, would abuse a child. But we're finding that it was rampant, allegedly rampant, I guess I should say. And when they found out, of course, they started to do the background checks and on their troop leaders and that sort of thing, but the damage was done and they're paying the price for it. How do you prevent that sexual abuse from happening within Trail Life USA? What kind of safeguards have you made?
Yeah, well, an interesting thing, Lauren, is when we started, one of our first employees was the former general counsel for the Boy Scouts of America. Mm. He had actually written the new policy for them under duress and predicted the direction of Boy Scouts if they proceeded in that manner, and they fired him. Well, it was a gift to us. So he helped us. He had personally visited every abuse victim that he was aware of and apologized personally on his own dime, went out. That's how affected he was when these things became to come to light. He didn't serve at the time that they happened, but he felt the burden of the organization and went personally face to face and apologized to as many of these people as he could. So that was his heart toward a great man of faith. He passed away a few years ago, great man of faith who helped us to establish our child safety and youth protection guidelines. So we were forged in the fire of this thing that the Boy Scouts were dealing with. So we were able to structure ourselves in ways that an organization as large or as old as they are cannot pivot like we can and turn around and create the sorts of protections that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, every adult in our program is a background check, child safety, youth protection trained. They have a personal reference. You can't just go online and join our organization. Mm-hmm. You have to have a reference from the church, which is a chartering organization. We have 900 troops all across the country. We're in all 50 states, about 30,000 trailmen. But you have to be approved, have a reference from that local chartering organization, a representative of that church that says, I know this man's character personally. And before you can be an adult leader organization. And then we have very strict child protection guidelines. We call it the 1-2-3 policy, real easy to understand, very easy to follow, but we hold our troops to that to a T. And if they hold these policies, we will not see those sorts of things happening in Trail Life.
Yeah.
And we've been around about 8 years, like I said, 30,000 members in 50 states. And we have not had to deal with the same issues that the Boy Scouts have dealt with.
You know, one of the other things that did create some controversy within the Boy Scouts is that they voted to allow homosexual men to be troop leaders. Mm-hmm. And this is something that, and I can only speak anecdotally because, you know, I don't think I've not seen any studies why certain people said, I don't want my child, my boy child going away on a camping trip with a homosexual man as a troop leader. Is this something that the Trail Life USA has had to deal with?
No, that's another part of our organization because we're an unapologetically Christian organization. Every adult member signs our statement of faith and also the statement of values. And the statement of values defines things like human sexuality and talks about marriage as being one man and one woman. Our membership standards are for we allow biological male children is what we call them, boys as members, and that's one of the things that when I talked about the attorney, the Boy Scouts, he said that decision around the homosexual leaders would lead to so many other changes in the organization. He said that would eventually allow girls because after the homosexual male leaders, they then allowed transgender boys and transgender leaders. And he said, if you're going to have transgender boys, you're going to have girls. And the girls' decision, I think, was ultimately the one that caused the greatest loss to them. Because even people who don't have strong biblical convictions about human sexuality say, what girls and Boy Scouts? I don't get that. And we saw our biggest growth with the girls' decision, even more so than we saw growth over the homosexual, the transsexual adult decisions. More people looked at that kind of saying, I don't get that. How can you put girls in Boy Scouts? There's just something people know intuitively that there's mm-hmm. something wrong with saying there's something right with a core organization that's specifically for boys. And that's why Trail Life is seeing our success.
I mean, are you prepared or have you had to deal with, right now your numbers are 30,000. It's not like, I don't think the Boy Scouts of America or any other group really sees you as a threat at this point, even mm-hmm. at its lowest numbers. I mean, the Boy Scouts of America are still a little under a million, and you're at 30,000. So obviously it's a different kind of numbers game we're talking mm-hmm. about. But as your numbers grow and people are attracted to your group for other reasons, are you prepared legally to deal with that?
You're right. We're tiny, tiny, tiny compared to the Boy Scouts. But we've structured ourselves to be an organization that's going to be around for a long time. So we've spent a lot of time, not so much on growth. We spent a lot of time on setting these foundations in place, the child safety, youth protection, the way that we handle our finances, the way that we grow, the way we train our leaders. We have a world-class online troop management program that the Boy Scouts was never able to develop. So we are positioned for exponential growth, which we're seeing, without it slowing us down at all or without it affecting the quality of the program or our ability to keep boys safe.
Yeah. And the last thing, how do people join Trail Life USA or how do they create a troop?
Well, at our website at traillifeusa.com, there's a Get Connected tab. And under there, you'll see Find a Troop and Start a Troop. If you go to Find a Troop, there's a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code or your address or and it'll pop up troops that are in your area and you can click on Get Connected and it'll connect you to that troop. Like I said, you can't just join. You've got to come through the right door. So you reach out to the troop, say, I'm interested, and somebody from that local troop will contact you and give you the information about the troop and how you can become a member, and then you can go try it out. If there's not a troop in your area, there's another tab there called Start a Troop. And it takes five adult members and to start a troop. You would think we'd say, how many, do you have enough boys to start a troop? That's not the issue. If there are enough adults, the boys will show up. So it takes five adults who are working with a church, as we consider ourselves an outreach of the local church. We're not a outdoor organization having a Christian experience. We are at our core a Christian ministry that is using the outdoors, but we are an outreach of that local church. So we have a very good connection with the local church. So the church is initiating these five adult leaders to starter troop in that program. A lot of times they'll say something like, well, we anticipate having about 20 boys, and they'll start 30 days later with 40 boys on their first night. I mean, the boys come out of the woodwork because parents are looking for a place that that agrees with their values.
Yeah, there aren't that many places for boys to go and be boys and be affirmed.
You know, no, that's true. And it's getting less and less. So we're glad that that people are discovering Trail Life.
Well, I want to thank you so much, Mark Hancock, the CEO of Trail Life USA. And again, if you want to find out more about Trail Life USA, they go to the website. It's traillifeusa.com, right?
Yes.
Okay. And your book is called Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? I've got to ask you, what is that book about? Because I have not had a copy of it yet.
Yeah, that comes out of 2 Kings chapter 7. It's an interesting story about a city under siege. And it's really encouraging people to step out and trust God and do big things for God. But two free downloads right now at our website are the book I mentioned earlier, Let Boys Be Boys, and 5 Critical Needs of Boys. I recommend that folks who are interested in leading boys or helping boys out, they download those two free books. They'll get a lot of good information on how they can help their sons or how they can help the boys in their community.
Yeah, because we're starting to raise a generation of lost boys. It's really very sad. Because if boys don't know how to be boys, they don't know how to be men. They don't know how to be fathers. They don't know how to be husbands. And that's going to be a critical part of a child's life.
Yeah. And they've got something to offer us. And we have to remind ourselves of that. You know, we're building boys that aren't just going to be able to stand against these uncertain currents of culture. But we believe we're building boys that will be able to turn the tide itself, that these boys will be the ones that save us from a culture that's kind of losing its way.
Wow. I want to thank you so much, Mark Hancock, CEO of Trail Life USA. Thank you very much for being on Lighthouse Faith Podcast.
Thank you, Lauren. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening to Lighthouse Faith Podcast. I'm Lauren Green. Have a blessed day.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and 4-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.